Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that our Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We must stay focused, y'all. This is a wonderful day. I hope you had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend. This is Love Truth, the Love Truth Ministry Show. I'm your host for today, Kim Williams. This is July the 10th, 2018. 7 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday morning, prayer for our students. Boys and girls, young men and women, I hope you had a wonderful weekend. I pray for those of y'all who are taking summer classes and active, focus on your schoolwork, whether you're in primary school, making up a class, or secondary school, taking some extra college credits, or just studying. Just rejoice in it. Be glad you had this opportunity to go to school, to get your education. Well, whatever you do, set fast with everything you're doing. And know it's all for the good and the glory to God and for you. Psalms 119, 105. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Romans 1:16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And 1 John 3:18, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but indeed and in truth. And 1 John 4:11, beloved, if God so love us, we ought to also love one another. Beloved, if God so love us, we ought to also love one another. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We will rejoice and be glad in it. The world is changing, and we have to be on the move for this change. It changes with so much different stuff. You can talk about what's going on in the world. We definitely can see a change. There's increasing in sadness, increasing in disasters, increases in rumors of war, increases in people nastiness towards one another. But we must stay steadfast, don't let it get into our spirit and become one of those individual people. Because that's what the world, the enemy would like us to do. If you listen to my broadcast yesterday on Monday, when I do my 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time show, I was talking about how things are set up and people can use and do what they want to do with the word. And they shouldn't. God, like I said in Revelation, they be added to it or take from it. But people add to and take from way before we would even exist. So we had to stay focused in our study and making sure what we're reading, what we're hearing, is from God, not from a man, the enemy, or whoever form of that thing comes in, trying to still kill and destroy us at any means necessary. Because when you think about it, Scripture says write down your vision so you can stay focused and it will come to pass. It won't be just paraphrased. You may not see it, understand all that. But sometimes a vision may not only, it will come paying, but it may be a vision as you work on it. It may be for a future generation. You know, when Moses was going to promised land, he didn't enter the promised land. He led them to the promised land. So we have to remember to stay steadfast and focus what God has for us. And rejoice in it. also have to make sure we speak life over ourselves. Too many people say, well, you know, it's always going to be rumors of war, or it's always going to be poor people, and it's going to be the only day they throw scripture in there. And even though it says scripture may be in there, but it's also saying, for God's children have life, life more abundantly. And we got to be careful what we say, because if we are saying that the world's going to come to the end, and in 2020 we're going to have this terrible disaster in the financial market, we adding to the problem, because we're speaking something into existence. And it says life and death is in the tongue. So we have to be careful what we speak into existence. And we can easily get caught up because you look at television or you read something, so much stuff going on in the world. I have to say more from television, because you probably watch more television than we ever watch from coming out, because you got more channels and TV stay on 24/7, and you hear it bouncing, you know, through the airways into your ear, even if you don't have a TV on, and the conversations and the music and so much stuff. You know, cell phones, you know, everything sending a signal. We just knock one little electrical beam bouncing off another one. You know, one little satellite beaming off another one. Because we are electrical, wired in a spiritual sense and in a physical sense, in a different manner than the wise ones that have. But we all got electrons and photons in us. You know, and talking about pH balance and stuff. And way beyond that. So we have to be, remember, we are part of the environment in some form, in some fashion. So speak life of yourself. Regardless of what you see and what you're dealing with, as painful as it might be, and trust me, I know they think it is extremely heartbreaking. You still have to hold yourself together the best that you can to a point that you can survive and not be taken out in your own mind and your own thought process. So stay steadfast. Stay focused. What God has for you. Don't forget, like I said, Habakkuk. In chapter 2, it says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower. I will watch to see what he was saying to me or what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon a table. And he that may run, let read it. The vision is yet for a point of time. But at the end, it shall speak and not lie. Though it turn, wait for it, for it will surely come. It will not turn. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him. But the just shall live by what? The just shall live by faith. The just should live by faith. So, you say, it may feel like a turn, it may feel like it's, you're not hearing it, but God hears, God knows what you have on your heart, so it's in mind. So, stay safe. And like in Hebrews 10:23, it says, 10:23, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor and the Lord is not in vain. 2 Timothy 2:15. Do your best to present yourself to God as a one approved, the worker who does not need to be ashamed, who correctly handles the word of truth. So we got to stay steadfast, we have to stay focused, and we have to know that God is for us. He loves us. He loves us. So with all these different things in mind, just know that God will never leave you, he will never forsake you. Even we must stay steadfast. We must know God's will is for our life. So no matter what you do, stay focused, stay steadfast, stay in prayer, stay in praise, stay in worship, stay in the word. And pay attention to your surroundings. So I'm going to pray. And, oh, Heavenly Father, come to your throne. Give you thanks and praise for life, life more abundantly. We ask you to protect every boy and girl, young man and woman, as they head to school to learn more, to be educated. Maybe they're in the summer program at school, or maybe in summer camp. Whatever they're doing, God, we just ask you to guide them. Open their ears and eyes to hear you clearly. And stay focused to you, God. And regardless of what's going on in the world, to know you never leave them, never forsake them. To just hold on to your everlasting arms and just know you are there. And anybody who prayed, to anybody listen to this, God, dear Jesus, but open their heart and say, God, here I am. Be my Lord and my Savior, my Redeemer. Teach me your ways, dear Father God. Let us walk in a path of righteousness. Our path of victorious. Cover us by your blood and your love. Our path make it straight, God. Put your arm up and touch them, each and every one of us on this call. Family, friends, and acquaintances, the teachers, the administrator, the student, but in our primary school, secondary education, on. Let's protect us all, dear God. Let us walk in love. Just rejoice in you, dear Jesus. Again, we ask these and all things in your holy name. We thank you for this Blog Talk Radio platform and all the social media sites, all who's on this call to listen. And we pray that this word go out, that it will resonate in those who listen, heart and soul. And that's our best and live in peace, best we can. We'll always lift up the name of Jesus and cry, Abba, Father, here I am. Have a wonderful day, everyone, in Jesus' holy, precious name. I declare victory over all of us. Amen.